DW.
Samah al-Jundi left war-torn Syria 4 years ago. She arrived in Germany alone. At first, she stayed in a refugee shelter in Friedland, in central Germany. That's where she met Klaus Werner Pfaff, the love of her life. At the end of 2015, Samah organised an intercultural event called Let's Talk. 62-year-old pensioner Klaus came along. The two of them fell in love and they were married 6 months later.
Seriously, I had the feeling I was 15 or 16 again. When our eyes met, I felt like I was on a merry-go-round and my heart was beating so fast. That's how I felt. I was 52, but I really felt it when our eyes found each other. And look how good he looks, like a young man.
But not everybody has accepted their relationship. The marriage triggered a conflict within the al-Jundi family. Samah says the distance has also made things difficult. She misses her parents and siblings.
I missed my mother's zagruta, the traditional Arab ululation. I missed my brothers and sisters and my parents' pride. But Klaus was there for me. I missed a lot, but maybe that's the way I am. I suffer the pain and don't talk about it. But of course I had hoped that my mother would be there ululating and that my aunts would be there, my nieces. I would have liked to have had my family there. But that's the price of being abroad. I tried not to cry.
Samah's brothers broke off contact with their sister over the marriage. Here's Klaus.
If her brother suddenly gets the urge to come to me and say that I'm welcome in the family, then I'd be really happy. But if he doesn't, I'm not going to worry about that the whole time.
Klaus's family has had no problem with Samah. They don't mind the fact that she is an observant Muslim. Samah's family wanted Klaus to convert before marriage, in line with Islam. But the couple didn't want that.
Even when they asked me, do you want a Muslim marriage? I told them, no, I want a German marriage.
What I don't like is this attitude that Muslim men can marry whomever. No matter if he is Christian, if he is Muslim, if he is Buddhist, whatever he is. But the other way around, if a Syrian or Arabic woman marries a Christian, they are making a big
scandal out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I'm in Syria, there are many people who may say, أحل دمها, so I have to be killed. If I'm in Syria, I'm safe here. And I think we should break this rule.
It breaks Samah's heart. She thinks about her family a lot on her train ride to work every day. She currently only has sporadic contact with her mother.
Sometimes my mother sends me a song. Last time she sent me, you who've gone away and forgotten your love. I was on the train. I cried so much that a woman sitting next to me was surely wondering what was wrong with me. It was only a song, but it brought up all the pain, the feeling of alienation. I won't let it get to me, though. I wouldn't be able to live otherwise.
As a Syrian living in Germany, Samah says she sometimes feels like an outsider.
Sometimes I do, when I see the looks of other people, when the ticket inspector comes, when he wants to see my ID for the first time, I show it. But when he comes and wants to see it a second time, I think, you've just seen it.
Samah studied and taught English in Damascus. Since mid-2016, she's been working at the Friedland Museum. She speaks English with her colleagues. She doesn't feel completely comfortable with German yet.
One of the volunteers
started thinking.
As part of her job, Samakh regularly meets refugees from the Freeland Center where she herself was housed in August 2015. She organizes the Let's Talk intercultural event once a week. This is one way of integrating refugees. She knows how hard it can be to settle in a completely different country.
It was very difficult at the beginning. What's hardest is that there are always prejudices, the way I look, the way I speak. When I began to work, I had a different headscarf on, a traditional Islamic scarf, and I couldn't show them who I was. I felt I had to explain myself, justify myself, open my mind and my heart, so they would see that I was credible. I always felt I had to explain a lot, so that others would understand.
Before retiring, Klaas worked in management in a hospital. Every day he picks up his wife from the station in Eshvege. They enjoy cooking together in the evenings.
It reminds me of our last cooking.
What do I always say? Alhamdulillah?
Yes. We should sing together.
What? No matter what they tell us, no matter what they do.
Klaus's family have accepted Samakh into the fold. Samakh hopes that her brothers will eventually accept Klaus and that one day they'll be able to visit Syria together.
A kiss has a meaning. My love story with Klaus. Our way of making love, sex, begins in the morning. He doesn't have to wait until the end of the day. When we drink coffee, when he takes me to work, it's not like, today I need you for 5 minutes and let's be fast. There's a kind of respect in the relationship, which is sacred. I couldn't have this with a husband who wasn't German. It's another feeling. The first night I felt like a virgin with white hair. I didn't feel that on my wedding night the first time round. Klaus is full of respect.
How did you feel?
How much I love you.
Yeah.
Too much.
But you love me.
Of course I do.
Can you sit in Arabic?
Arabic. This is your brother. The one who doesn't talk with me.
Who doesn't talk with me?
DW.